Erev Tov, everyone. We have the beautiful zechus tonight here from Rav Albaum. Several years ago, Rav Albaum agreed to come and give some Divrei Musa during Elul. He talked about Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Chesed, gave a real charge for all us B'nei HaYeshiva to focus our energies and prepare for the Yom Noroyim. So Baruch Hashem, he's agreed to again come again and once again give us a little bit of a focus, a little bit of an avoda that we can focus our energies on and help prepare for the Yom Noroyim. Very sought-after speaker, very passionate speaker, and we're very blessed. Rav Albaum has agreed to join us again tonight. So without further ado, Kavod Rav, Rav Albaum.
Brishus Moronim Rabbonim Rabbi Sai, Tamira Yeshiva, Bnei Torah, Lom de Torah. Not exactly a Ponim Chadoshes over here, but I might be a Ponim Chadoshes to those Talmidim who were not here the last time that I was here. Many years ago, the Sadeger Rebbe Shlita, who needs a Refuah Shleima, by the way, mentioned something regarding his Zayde, great grandfather, the original Rebbe. At the time, there were two brothers who bought a house b'shutfis, and then they became concerned because they found out there is a tzvoas Rabbi Yehuda Achosid that says that two brothers should not be living together in the same house. But they bought the house already. So they came to ask Yishayla, what should we do? And the original Rebbe said, I will write a kameya. And therefore, the kameya will serve as a shmir as long as you have this kameya, sort of an amulet. Emilia, you have nothing to worry about. And Kachava, he wrote that kameya. They had it, they preserved it, and everything was fine. Years after the original Rebbe was nifter, they were very curious to find out what was written in that kameya. Sometimes there are various inyonim of Kabbalah in a kameya. Maybe some passages of the Zohar HaKodesh in the Kameya. What did he write in the Kameya? But they themselves did not have the sort of like the courage to open up the Kameya. So they went to one of the grandchildren, one of the Einikluch of the original Rebbe. And he said he's also very curious to find out what did his Zayde write in that Kameya that served as a Shemira. In fact, they opened it up. And they saw, he wrote, Hine ma toive ma noim sheve sachim gam yochad. It's fine. So I say the same thing. Coming here this evening, seeing can I know an oil which is b'roi v'am hadras melech, is what we say, another, who can say it better, than the posuk itself, Hine ma toive ma noim seeing sheve sachim gam yochad, Hine ma toive, ein toive le toire, says the Gemara Navoi de Zohar Daf Yutes. What is the maile? Why is it so pleasant? Why is it so toiv? The Torah has the koyach of bringing people together. That's the matoiv. The entoiv of the Torah is the cheves achim gam yochad. Bring together. Someone mentioned to me that his brother stopped using a GPS. And the reason was because he had to go to a cemetery, to the kvarim of his parents. And when he arrived at the cemetery, so the GPS said, you have arrived at your final destination. He didn't like that message. Whether GPS was right or wrong, whether that person had already arrived at his final destination, but certainly the Yom HaDin which is approaching certainly will determine if in fact it's going to be a final destination, or to have the schus to continue. After all, as Rapam used to say many times, the name of his mother, if something happened that somebody passed away suddenly, And people would say that the person died of a heart attack. Rambam's mother would say, he didn't die of a heart attack, he died because of an insana tokif. Yichye umiyomus. That was already determined quite a while back. And therefore, as a hagdama, to what we'd like to say is the following. And that is, we stand in the time of the Yom and the Roim, and we all must follow, which was inserted in the tefillah, Zachreinu l'chaim el'chovetz b'chaim. That's what we want. One of the brothers should give us the gift of life to continue. Zachreinu l'chaim. Important is, when we say that tefillah Zachreinu l'chaim, remember what the Torah says in Siman Tov Kuf Peihe. Zachreinu l'chaim says the Torah the following. On umavakshim chaim, on what basis? On what basis are we asking for chaim? Says the Torah. On umavakshim chaim b'schus ha-toyroh, she-nikro chaim, because it says, it's chaim hi l'machzikim bo. So therefore it means that when we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we are misfollowed, Rabbi Yisrael, Zachreinu l'chaim, let's remember that there's something that we have to do in order to make this happen sooner and better. Zachreinu l'chaim, we have mevakish chaim, says the Torah b'schus ha-toyroh, which is called chaim. And it's gedad just to be moisif, which is the masgiach of Panovich of Chatzkel Levenstein brings down in the Sefer Or Yecheskel. He says the days of Yom Naroim are called the zaman of chatifes ha-mitzvahs. You have to chat mitzvahs. You have to grab mitzvahs. Now's the opportunity, every mitzvah that you have the opportunity, you have to grab it, because we need all the more schusim. And if this is the season of chatifes ha-mitzvahs, to try to grab mitzvahs, then you have to, therefore, use the sechel to find out which mitzvah yields the most chusim in the shortest period of time. So he would bring down the words of the Chofetz Chaim, who mentioned a number of places. In the Shemir Saloshin, he mentioned the Sefer Havas Chesed. He mentioned there's a Sefer also, Chofetz Chaim, a lot of Sfarim that everybody knows, interesting, of all the different Sfarim. There's a Sefer called Torah Habayis. Chofetz Chaim there brings down the Goyin, but first he says, you know, in 1 minute, 1 minute, 60 seconds, said the Chofetz Chaim, a person is capable of saying about 200 words. In a minute. Keep talking. In 1 minute, a person is capable of saying 200 words. Oy bazoy, if that's the case, so the Goyin, Vilna Goyin says, Ishnoi Selio, that by Torah, he says, every word is a separate mitzvah. It's not like if you learn a half an hour, you have one mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. But every word of the separate mitzvah comes out, according to Chofetz Chaim, if you can say 200 words in 1 minute, can you imagine? So if you learn even for 1 minute, you basically have 200 mitzvahs. And ever said, Chatzkel Levenstein, if this is the time, this is the zman of chatifes ha-mitzvahs, to try to grab as many mitzvahs as possible, there's no better investment that could yield the most chusim possible, there would be limud ha-Torah, like the Olim is doing right now. In 1 minute, 200 words, in that 1 minute alone, you have 200 mitzvahs. Shake a lulav, and one mitzvah. Any other mitzvah? It's one mitzvah, basically. In the Torah, every word counts as a separate mitzvah. Half of a fellow. And kedai, just one more thing, again, with Torah's Hagdomen, looking at the clock here. And there's a tshuva in the Noi Debihuda, but during Kamas and Lamed Hei, where the Noi Debihuda talks about someone who is over an Avera Chamura. A very serious Avera. Very serious Avera. And the person writes to the Noi Debihuda, he should give him a derech hatshuva. Great Noi Debihuda. The Poisek Hador, Hashem b'piv anu chayim to this day. And Noi Debihuda says to him the following, he says, the truth is, he says, there's no clear-cut beferish regiment mentioned everything that you would have to do in order to do tshuva. But he said the following, he says, avada navada, you have to have charot and all the things. And Azivis Achet, that's Kipshutoi, the Rambam says. Abol, he says, the greatest thing is, Lizoveach Yitzroy Aldea Torah. Tishakhti Yetzahara Taive by doing Torah, learning Torah, because Chazal said in Evan, even if it's as powerful as a rock or hard as a rock, the Yetzahara, Hinimuach. The koich ha-toyr is to make it dissolve, and the toyr is mateshes koichoi. And therefore, allows a person, Rabbi Isai, to be able to refrain and to have restraint. And the Rabbi Yehuda said the following, I'm not a big fan of Tanaisin. Important Nakuda. I'm not a big fan of Tanaisin. And it brings down that there were various Mekairis that felt fasting is a very important thing. The Rabbi Yehuda said, Potterbli klumi efshir, I cannot tell you and potter you, yet you're going to have to do some fasting, and he gives a seder of fasting. However, fasting, mechatesa, you have to fast something. But the hine hasmodes ha-toiro hi ho-iker. Talking about Balchuve, who's over naveru chamure. All the things, charote, all the little bit of fasting. Hasmodes ha-toiro the iker, but he says, sorach she-yilma diver toiro che-bei mamish. Should learn, even Mishnayis, if you're learning, should be Be'iun, learn about the Toysis Jantiv, and so on and so forth. So, Kaponim by Bazoya, Avada, Navada, Zachreinu, Lechaim, Eschus, HaToyra, as we see, that would probably the greatest thing that a person can gain in order to have as many Eschusim as possible in this Zaman, which is called the Zaman of Chatifas HaMitzvahs. The Zaman of grabbing, chapping as many mitzvahs as possible. But Yonenu is important the following. The very famous Mishnah in Misach Tosafot Perek Vav. Mishnah tells the following: Omer Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, "Pamachas tohis mahalal baderach." Once I went on the road, and he said, "Pogi biyodam echad." Listen to this Mishnah, well-known Mishnah. And I met someone. V'nosim lishalom, v'chazarti lishalom. Okay, he gave me shalom aleichem. I gave him back shalom aleichem. After we exchanged pleasantries, Omer li. So the person says, "Rabbi." Meze Mokemata, where are you from? Omar Tiloy, I said, Meir Gedoylish al Chachomen Visoiframani. I come from a place where there's a lot of Torah. Stomy said Washington Heights, right? Something like that. That's where I come from. Omali, so the Yid said to me, Rebbe, Ritzoincha Shetodu Bim Kamenu, maybe you want to come live with us? Change location. Vani etin l'cho elef alofim dinrei zov avonim toivis ma. I'll give you all the money in the world. Come and live with us. Omar tiloi. I responded, says Rabbi Yosef ben Kishma. Im atu noisni kol kesev ezov shebe oilom, eini dor el b'mokim toira. I'm only going to live in b'mokim toira. So all the money in the world can entice me, cannot bribe me. I should move where you are. So let's start the mission again. But Yeshiva Ablay Basks was pointed out Rabbi Shem Rabchaim Velozhin. The way they started out was Pamachas Hisim Halab Baderech. You realize Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma found himself confronted with a very, very strong Nisoyan. The person was offering all the money in the world to move. It's not an easy thing, Rabbi said. Not an easy offer just to let go. Yet he was Oymed ben Nisoyan in spite of all the money that would be promised to him. That any Dol Bamokim Toyin. Chaim Elohim pointed out the following. This Nisoyan, this challenge that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisim was confronted with was Bamachas Ahisim Halu Baderech, which means the following. What you have to understand, I'm speaking here to B'nai Torah, B'nai Yeshiva, Bamachas Ahisim Halu Baderech means that Chaim Elohim, the moment when you leave the Kaisla Beis HaMedrash, you have to be ready for Nisoyanus. Kozman, you are in the confines of the Dalit Kaisla Beis HaMedrash, you're protected, you have the Shemiras HaTorah, in an environment of Kedusha. But Pamachas or Yisi Mahal Baderech, but being that once, Yisi Mahal Baderech, said Rabbi Chaim Elohim. The fact that you went out onto the street, you have to now be ready that some Nisoyan is going to come your way. You have to be ready for those challenges. That's what happens, Rabbi, says reality when you leave the Kaisa Beis HaMedrash. And certainly today, Tavshi and I test for sure when you leave the Kaisa Beis HaMedrash. But I believe that the remedy to that Nisoyan is also in the words, Pamach to Yisim Ala Baderech. And that is because there is a Kliyoka, Rabbi Yisai, in Parshas Baloischo. There's a klal just in general. There are no two words in Lashon Kodesh, although they may seem to mean the same, but they are not the same. And the Malbim has actually a whole arichas of pointing out there are many words that seem to be synonymous, have the same thing, like ulai means maybe and pen means sort of like maybe. It's not the same. And they're used in their own way. Kliyoker says, what's the difference between halichi when someone is going from place to place or nesiyah? He's journeying. Noseya means to move from one place to another. Halicha also means to go from one place to another. What's the difference? So like Yochai says, part of Aloyscha, Halicha means that a person actually is going from place to place, but his mind is still connected to the old place. In other words, physically he's moving. Physically he's going Memokim Echot to Mokim Sheni, but his mind is still connected. We have it many times, right? A person lives in a place for many, many years. All of a sudden there's a problem with Parnosa. He finds out that there's a job being offered in some other distant town. So Behechrech had no choice, he has to go. But the cop licked him. Where? His mind is not in a new place. His mind is still connected to the old place. That's called Halicha. Halicha means that you are moving from place to place. He calls it Hatokas Haguf. The guf actually is moving, the body is moving, but the mind is still connected to the old place. Nesiyah, on the other hand, says the Kli Yoker, means Mikol V'Kol. Not only physically are you moving from place to place, but also with the Machshavah. In other words, a person completely, he's locating to a new place, and the male is Cyber Guf and Cyber Machshavah, completely he's in the new area. So said the Kli Yoker. So I'd like to be Medayik. If Yosef Mekisim Rabbi Yisai, Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Bederech, Halicha. Halicha means that although he may have left the Beis Medrash, but his mind was still connected to the Beis Medrash. And if that's the case, when a person might leave for many, many hours, whether he goes to work, whatever the situation is that he has to go, but if his mind is still connected to Beis Medrash, it's Yitochen that he still has, Rabbi Yisai, the Shmir of the Beis Medrash. Because it means that you never actually left the Koisla Beis Medrash. Why? Because the mokum of a person, Rabbi Yisai, is his Machshava. Who says that? The Chassam Sofer says, Rabbi Yisai, in Parashat Vayishlach. Chassam Sofer said there's a big difference between the mokum of a chefetz to the mokum of a person. The mokum of a chefetz of an item is where you put it. Where's the place of the chair? Well, where the chair is, that's the mokum of the chair. Where is the mokum of the table? Well, that's where the table is, that's the mokum. The mokum of a person, says Chassam Sofer, is not where he is. The makam of a person is where he wants to be. That becomes the makam of a person. We can understand that also, you know, as medical technology and so on become advanced and we move ahead, it's not too far-fetched. There might come a time they'll be able to do brain transplants. They want to imagine if they're able to do to take the brain of Reuven and put it into Shimon. Physically, the person is Shimon. But Shimon's brain, Rabbi Yisai, is really Reuven's. Who's this person? Is it Shimon? You go look, you see Shimon. But he had the brain of Reuven. This is not Shimon. Shimon is only the shell, it's just the body. What you actually have is the brain, the whole, everything, the life experience, the whole metzias of the person is Machshavah. The body is just a goof. The body is just a shell. The body is just a box. It's just something, it's a levush. And then again, says the Chassam Sofer, that the mokim of a person is not where he is, the mokim of a person is where he wants to be. And he says a tremendous chiddush. As a result of that. When the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Ches, Rabbi Yochanan, Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, he observed that in Bavel there are people who are zoche to Arichas Yomim. He saw old people in Bavel. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Tamar. Rabbi Yochanan was surprised. Why? L'man yirbu yemeichem b'mei b'nechem al ha'domoksiv. In the Torah it says, in Eretz Yisrael, you have a zgula for Arichas Yomim. These people are in Bavel. These people are in Bavel. Why are they zoicha to Arichas Yomim? The Gemara gives the teretz there. Ayin shom b'gemara. Ein kamolich laharuch b'zeh. Ein zman laharuch b'zeh. But kaparim, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was wondering. He was astonished. How can you have old people in Bavel? It says, Amar yibu yimech me'vinechem ala adome. Sedech sam soifer. It's yitochen. You have to hear this. It's yitochen that you could live in Chutz Loretz. But if your mind is in Eretz Yisrael, you're hoping to get to Eretz Yisrael. You say to yourself, halavai, I would be in Eretz Yisrael. It's ki'ilu, you are in Eretz Yisrael, and you have this gula of Arichas Yomim even while you're in Chutz Loretz. Because the mokim where you are, says the Chassam Sofer, is not where your physical body is, it's where your machshav is. So it's you're talking, says the Chassam Sofer, you're living in Chutz Loretz, you are in Chutz Loretz, your experience is in Chutz Loretz, but your mind is in Eretz Yisrael. It's considered as if you are in Eretz Yisrael, and in middle you will have this gula of Arichas Yomim. That is the koyach machshav. So I said, some soifer. Fine. Okay, but now the Nyonenu. Now the Nyonenu. So we have here again, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisva was offered Elef, Alfe, Alofim, right? Dinre Zohov, the Kesef. And he says, Eni Dor El Bamakov. He refused the offer. I want to ask you a question. Why do he refuse the offer? If he's going to get Rabbi Yosef, if he's going to be promised, let's say $5 million, or $10 million, he can build a Mokim Torah. He can build a Mokim Torah. This is probably every Rosh Hashiva's dream, right? That somebody should come and say, you know, I'm going to give you, you know, Elif, Alpha, Alofim, Din, Resolve. You can build your own little shikun, you can build your own little tetel, you can build everything. You can build your schools, yeshivas, koilalim, Beis Yaakov, whatever, all kinds, girls' schools, boys' schools. You can hire a rav, you can hire a shaykhit, maybe five or six, everything. He can build. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't make sense to do so. Why? Because now they refused the offer, he goes back to where he was. Goes back to the same Mokim Torah. If he would have accepted the offer, he builds a new Mokim Torah, because Baruch comes out ahead. Now there's a new Mokim Torah. He had the opportunity to build a new Mokim Torah. By refusing it, he goes back to the old one. He had it already. If he would have accepted the offer, take all the money. If you have money, you can build a Mokim Torah. So why did he not accept the offer? Why did he not accept the offer? I believe the situation is as follows. And this is really a very big aside. If you talk about the Tana Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana Rabbi Akiva realized he is someone who represents Torah Shebaal Peh. If you take a look, it's an unbelievable thing, the Shloach Kodesh brings down B'Shem U'Kubolim, that the godless of Rabbi Akiva was so great, that when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Aleph, Chamishim Shara Bino Nivre Boilam, because Baruch created 50 levels of Bino, Kulon Nitnu LaMoshe Chotzer Achas, Moshe Rabbeinu had all except one. He only had 49. Shenema, it says, but Chasreu Ma'at Melekim, a little bit less. Shloa Kodesh bring B'Shem Kubolim that Rabbi Kiva had even the Shara Chamishim. It's Hafla V'Felda. Vroam Shlon Izgalu LaMoshe and Izgalu Rabbi Kiva. Gemara Sachs Menachis. As a matter of fact, Mukabolim Taich, when the Posik says in Mishle, V'chol Yokor Ro Aso Einoi, goes on Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yokor, he saw everything, and Kol Gematria 50, Chof Lamed. Kol Yokor Aso Einoi. Rabbi Kiva saw everything. One of the greatest Tanoim of all time, Rabbi Kiva. Now, we know very clearly that Rabbi Kiva, the great Tan Rabbi Kiva, when he decided to go and sit and learn after he married, of course, his wife Rachel, well, she was the whole motivator. She married him. He should go and learn. But the Ovid Reb Nosson tells us he did not go and learn, did not make a decision to go learn until he was sitting next to, it was a, sort of like a river or a yam, and he saw that there was mayim, there was water dripping upon a stone, upon a rock. And he noticed that when you have water, which is very soft water, nothing is easier to cut this water. There's no resistance. If you have continuous dripping of water, eventually it'll penetrate and make a hole in the rock. So Rabbi Kiva made a kavachomer. Uma mayim, if mayim, which he says is a dovarach, it's something soft, right, is able to penetrate avonim or even that's a dover kosher, toire, which is kosher kebarzel, avada can penetrate on a lave that is a dovarach. Again, repeat the kavachomer. If mayim, which is a dovarach, is able to penetrate and have ashpoh on an Evan, that's a Dover Kosher, the Torah, which is a Dover Kosher Kibarzel, Avadi can have Ashpo on a lave, that's a Doverach. Memeli made a Kalvachomer, he's going to go learn Torah. Question we have to ask is, why did he need this Kalvachomer? What was bothering, when you have a Kalvachomer, it means you wanted to solve something based on a Kalvachomer. One thing is clear. Rabbi Kiva knew his Milas, he knew that he's a tremendous Baal Kishrin. He had no Sufik that if he would sit and learn, he could master Kol HaTorah Kula. That was not a Sufik. Whether he should go and learn, whether he's going to be matzliach. He's zichenu without a kal v'chomer. That if he would decide to sit and learn, right, he would come out on top. As a matter of fact, if there are people still today, as you know, that can make a si mashas every year in Agaburche, there's some, he's a really young man, he's the Yabacher, grew up in our shul, makes a si mashas every year. As a Barker, he started writing a Sefer on Kiddush HaChodesh. Now he has written a number of Sforim of the Sefer on Mitzvahs on the Rambam and so on. Lives in Lakewood, became a Dayan over there. Grew up in our shul, remember when he was, Bar Mitzvah was in our shul. And he makes a Sima Shas every year, literally. Makes a Sima Shas every year. So there are people today who can make a Sima Shas every year. And by the way, Rav Sheshes made a Siyam Kol HaTorah Kula every 30 days. Sheshes was an Amoyer. Take a look at Psochen Daf Samaches. Rav Sheshes have a Mahadir Talmudei called Shlosin Yoimen. Rav Sheshet would review everything. All of us learning every 30 days. So Rav Sheshet can review Kol HaTorah Kula in 30 days. Mistam Rabbi Kiva Zetana. Do it in a week. I don't know. Maybe in 2 days. Maybe a day. So Rabbi Kiva had no suffix that if he would sit and learn, he had tremendous kishur and he would be matzliach. So what was this Kal V'Chomer? In other words, if he understands the Cheshivas HaTorah, go and sit and learn. What did he call V'Chomer for? What did he call V'Chomer for? What was the suffix that need to be solved by virtue of the Kal V'Chomer? On Mondays and Thursdays and on the Shabbos, whenever there's Kriyas HaTorah, so we go Hagbah. And by Hagbah we say, V'zois HaTorah Shesom Moshe Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. So there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Beis. And the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Ayin Beis, Zois HaTorah Shesom Moshe. The word Som is from a Loshon Sam. Sam can mean Sam Amovis, means a poison. Sam can also mean a Sam Chayim. A potion of life. So the Gemara says an incredible thing. Zoysa Torah Shesom Moshe. Zocho. If a person is Zoyche, Nasis Loy Sam Chaim, then the Torah becomes an elixir of life. Becomes a potion of life. Loy Zocho, if you're not Zoyche, then the Torah becomes a Sam Amodis. It's a frightening thing. The Gemara says it's Shaykh to learn Torah, and the Torah drags you down if you're Loy Zocho. What does it mean? It means that when you learn Torah, Boisai, you have to realize you have to learn Erlich Torah. When you learn Torah, it's not lahav like studying science, or like studying medicine, or like studying philosophy, or like studying mathematics. All these other chokhmas do not have any relationship to your behavior. In other words, a person can be the greatest mushkis in his private life, can even be a ritzeach, among other things. And it's nothing to do, can be a great scientist. He wants to ask Aristotle, right? One of the greatest philosophers. Rambam says it's Kor L'Nevuah. Rambam extolled the greatness of Aristotle, Aristoi. Rambam brings it. Aristotle was a mushkis in his private life. They once asked him, how's the Shaykh? You're such a smart person. You're a chokhom mikolodom, the wisest man in the world. How's the Shaykh, a person, a chokhom like you, philosopher like you? How's the Shaykh that your behavior, it's such a mushkis, it's unbecoming behavior. So he said, I'm only, he says, a philosopher of my shoulders up, from my shoulders down, he says, I'm not. Something else. So any other mode of study, any other mode of discipline does not demand any type of behavior. The Torah is not like that. Because the Torah HaKadosh is Chochmas Hashem. And being that it's Chochmas Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu only allows one to observe Torah and to have Siyata Dishmai with Torah if you behave in the way that the Torah demands. The Torah demands a behavior following B'derech HaTorah. Therefore, Zocho. If a person learns Torah, Erech HaTorah, learn Torah, B'gdusha V'tahara, Torah, other rather than the Torah, even elevates you, become greater, assign Chochmas HaTorah, and in your private life, and in every area, in your Avodas Hashem, Zocho, Nasis, Loi Samchayim. Loi Zocho, you're learning Torah, but Loi Zocho, to Omele Faket. If it's Loi Zocho, then it becomes a Samamodis. I say this, if you look around the world today, not revealing any secrets, we find that one of the most challenging things that parents are confronted with today is chinuch habonim, raising children. We find that children of the best of homes, some of them have strayed. I mean, the competition was out there in the world, trying to pull them away, right from Kedusha to the other side. It's so overwhelming. You can't go Dalramas without being influenced. Tremendous, tremendous design of Chinuch Habonim. Tremendous design. There is a lotion that everybody uses. This is what they call. They say, children who are off the derech. I believe it's a misnomer. The children on both sides, they're not off the derech. You know why? Because they never were on the derech. On the derech means is that they had a satisfaction, they had a simcha, they felt when a simcha in Shabbos, they felt an appreciation when they davened. They had a sipuka nefesh when they learned. They had a hanoah. I mean, they appreciated Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem was meaningful to them. The pshat is, unfortunately, when they went through looking at the Torah meal being as a set of rules, but didn't have any meaning to them. It didn't do anything for them. And my mail said, the pshat is not that they went off. They were never on. Had they been on, Rabbi Isa, had they been on, then it would have continued. And there are many, many different reasons why. Sometimes you could have in the best of homes, you could have a father who has a great time at Chocham,
But you know what? But the house, the great Talmud Chacham is when he opens a Gemara somewhere, but the experience in the house itself is not a house which actually encourages appreciation for Avodas Hashem. A person can go by weeks and weeks without B'chlam mentioning the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, even though he's doing all the mitzvahs, but not thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Becomes habitual, becomes by rote. Children, Rabbi Isai, have a good smelling nose to know exactly what's chod. You can't fool children. You can't fool a spouse. You can fool the outside world. Also, not always, and not all the time. But children know right away what is choshev. Come home, they'd see. What excites my father? Well, he comes home with a Wall Street Journal. Okay, if he looks at it for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, fine. But if he sees he has five different newspapers, and he can sit for 4 hours, right? Is that wasting time? So he sees that is what's choshev to him. So yes, he's a Shomer Shabbos, and he's paying gevaldige tuition and sends him to the Bet Yeshivas. But at the end of the day, he's being brought up in a house where that is not the ikar. He recognizes it's something that we do, we have to do, but does not do anything. Don't absorb. Don't absorb the simcha and the oinig and the pleasure of what it means to be an oved Hashem. They don't understand b'chlal what ivdus Hashem b'simcha means. They don't have a meaning. They never experienced the simcha in the avodas Hashem. I once said, if you think about it, by the way, who sits there 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is, whatever social media, it's newspapers, think about it, doesn't make sense either. It's against logic. You know why? Because yesterday's news, it's worthless news. Why is it worthless news? Yesterday's news today isn't worth anything. Today's news tomorrow isn't worth anything. So today's news is only worth at the time that you're reading it, hooray, after you finish throwing the garbage. Why are you sitting 4 hours or 3 hours reading worthless news? It's worthless news. So Kapanu to the Nekudas HaDvarim is the Kudas HaDvarim Zocho. So they ask Akasha, they say, hey, what happened to the kid? He went to the yeshiva. He was learning Torah. From this Gemara we see, Adrab, the Torah can drag you down. Loi Zocho, then the Torah becomes a Samamodes. It's a frightening thing to behold. The Torah itself, something can drag you down if you don't learn the Torah. The Torah does not allow itself to be hijacked in a place where the Torah does not feel comfortable, does not belong here. Loi zocha nasa samamovis, the Gemara says, the Klara Gemara, loi zocha nasa samamovis. Davke while he's learning, because he's learning. So Mazur Rabbi says to think about it. So Rabbi Yashiv said the following. The tachlis of Limud HaTorah is, and this is very important, the tachlis of Limud HaTorah is that the Torah had to change you. Which means that after you learn, you have to become a changed person. The task of learning is not just to know another blot, which of course, Yedias HaTorah is very important. Another blot or a mesechta. But that's not the ultimate. The tachlis of Torah, you became a changed person. And if you're learning Torah in a way that the Torah does not change you, Chas v'Shalom, this is not. Maybe this is the loy zocha, the nasa samamodis. Torah has to be learned in a way that it changes your behavior. It elevates you. It's mekadosh you. It brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be zocha. By the way, zocha from the Loshen Sem Zay Zoch, pure. Zocha. You have to learn a pure Torah, you have to learn. Zocha. Then the Torah becomes a Sam Chaim. Rabbi Kiva, now going back to Rabbi Kiva, listen to this. Rabbi Kiva had no Sofik. Kiva had no Sofik that he would sit and learn, he would master Kol HaTorah Kula. He had a different Shiloh. First 40 years of his life, Rabbi Kiva was an Amoritz. He lived a life antithetical completely. Lehefech. Of the behavior of Torah. Kiva had a Sofik. A person who lives 40 years of his life, right? An alternative lifestyle, not what they call today. In a lifestyle which is against the Torah, is it shaykh that if I begin to learn now, can Torah change me around? In other words, knowing a lot of Torah, that's not what it's all about. He had no Sofik, he would master Kol HaTorah Kula. Question was, can the Torah change my lifestyle? A lifestyle that's embedded after 40 years. After 40, living a certain lifestyle, now all of a sudden I'm going to learn Torah. Can the Torah change me? If the Torah can't change me, loy zocha nasit loy samamodis could sometimes be worse. So Rabbi Kiva makes the Kal v'Chomer. If mine, which is a dover rach, can have ashpoh on an even that's a dover kosher, the Torah, which is kosher, kibar zel avada navada, can have ashpoh on the lev, that's a dover rach. Avada, it doesn't make a difference. If most of your life, you live a certain life which is a heper derech HaTorah. You live the life which is completely, completely opposite direction. But that's the power of Torah. The Kal v'Chomer showed him the Torah which is kosher kebarzel, avada ken avashpoah. And about it, then he went, he wants to learn. That's the tachlis of Boisei. Tachlis of Torah is not just the yediyas of Torah. Knowing mathematics, knowing science, no. Tachlis of Torah, you become a changed person. We can understand why he refused the offer. Remember the shaila was, why did he refuse the offer? He's going to give him all the money in the world, he can build a Mokim Torah. You know why? Because he said to him the following, Ritzoincha, Rebbe, I'll give you all the money in the world. Ritzoincha, Chetadr Bim Koimenu, you live in our Mokim, don't change our lifestyle. That's what he said. That or they wanted the reputation that their Mokim, their city is going to be a Mokim Torah. Be a lot of Torah learned, they're bringing great people. But they don't want to change their lifestyle. We don't want you to change the Mokim. Yes, you can build a lot of yeshivas, you can build a lot, everything. A lot of pizza shops. Yeah, no problem. But you want to live in our Mokim. Our Mokim remains the same Mokim. You come live with us. The Mokim has to change. Not your learning Torah, the Mokim becomes a Mokim Torah. Which means it's not just Tamli Vodat Torah, it changes the whole Mokim. That is the thing. So you have to realize, today, in our time, Limudat Torah is Choshev, not because without learning, one remains an Amoritz, which would always be true. But today, really, the thing is, what we see very clearly, that without Torah, it's not just you're lacking Torah. Today we see that without Torah, you're not even a mensch. We're living in the highest level of civilization. Living in the 21st century, with all the academia, highest level of civilization with all the intellectia. And yet look at the degradation of society. All the professors and all, look at the behavior, look at the happening. Look at the Shalom Bayis, if there is any, if they're married b'chlal, and if there is. What kind of a Shalom Bayis? What does it mean? How are they raising their children? And what does the world b'chlal look like? I remember growing up many, many years ago, and we were learning a little bit of history. I'm talking about in the 60s, maybe even the late 50s, and reading about, the barbaric, people that used to live, talking about in the 12th century, maybe in the 13th century, say, Baruch Hashem, in the 50s, we don't hear it. But things have just come back all over around, just worse and worse. So you see, Rabbi Isai, all the chokhmahs, chitzoinis, the general chokhmah, all the devil studies and disciplines of the world, does not guarantee that you're going to actually behave like a normal human being. And Torah, therefore, is a vital addition to all the other things of being a yid. Part should be able to be a mensch in society. Just a pea part should a mensch. And I'll prove it to you also, besides what you see. In Pesachim Kuf Yud Beis. Again, the great Rabbi Kiva was imprisoned. Why was he imprisoned? Because he was over on that decree. The government, the Roman government, were geyser not to be Marbis Torah, not to teach Torah. He was over. So what happened? So he was imprisoned. Comes his great Talmud, one of the greatest, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Shimon ben Yochai come to visit his Rebbe in prison. And he says to him, he doesn't ask him, by the way, how's the food in prison? Didn't ask him that. Did you have a good mattress? Didn't ask him that. Rebbe Lamdeni Torah. Come to visit your Rebbe for half an hour. I'm not sure how long they let him stay there. This is certain Zaman. Rebbe, I want you to teach me Torah. Rebbe Kiva says, Eni Melamedcha. I'm not going to teach you. He didn't want to put him in danger. Didn't want to put his Talmud in danger. He himself is in prison because of teaching Torah. Eni Melamedcha. So Shimon Yochai responded, and I have to tell you today, that this kind of response, you would not expect even a simpleton or a lowly person, the lowest of the low, Kipshutai, Shimon Chai says to him, Rebbe, Im ein atom landeni Torah, if you don't teach me Torah, ani mosrecho lemalchus, I will master on you. I will inform against you. Become a moser. Half of the fella. Even today, a poshta erlich yid will not master on another simple yid. A Pashta Erlich Yid would not master, certainly not against the Talmud Chochem. A Pashta Erlich Yid would not master against the Rosh Yeshiva, against the Manig Yisroel. Certainly not against his Rebbe. Here, Shemin Yechoy says, if you don't teach me Torah, I'm going to master you. How's it Shaykh? How do you understand that? And Mosrecho L'Malchus, beside the Marsha asks, he already was Nimsal L'Malchus. He was in prison. What does it mean, Ani Mosrecho L'Malchus? What does that mean? Sefer Darkei Musar, Bianca 9, Rosh Yeshiva, in Lomje, Petra Tikva. What he meant is, that's not what he meant. He says, Rabbi, he says, if you don't teach me Torah, and it was Rechel Malchus, doesn't mean he's going to do it this minute. Without Torah, I can have a Yerida Acha Yerida. I can fall below human. I can become a Moser. That's what he tried to tell me. Rabbi, understand how vital it is to have Limud HaTorah. It's not a luxury. If you don't teach me Torah and a Masrach Ol Malchus means I am all to do that. Because without Shmir HaTorah, a Chochmah Ve'etuna, you could be the greatest intellectual with all the Chochmahs, and on paper we know what ethics is and we can talk about it. But if you don't have the Shmir HaTorah, there's nothing. Prevent the person from falling to become the lowest of the lowest. Which reminds me, by the way, that's what Moshe Feinstein used to say. We have a mitzvah saseh of Parash Zohar. Mitzvah saseh deraisa. Remember what Amalek did to you. By the way, Amalek goes down to history as being the greatest Roshi. Today, if you want to really describe a Roshi, you say, he's an Amalek, even to this day. Amalek. You really gave it to him. You say, he's an Amalek. There's nothing worse. Guy's an Amalek. What's the purpose of remembering what Amalek did? Realize, we read the Parsha, Amalek, Zohar, he came to fight against you. What does that do for me today? What does that do to me, practically speaking? It's a misnesset the rights. I have to remember. Most people, after Parsha Zohar, you know what they think about? They can dab Musaf and make Kiddush. That's what they think about. So Zohar, Asher, also l'cho Amalek. Why? What? When? What's he going to do? Rav Moshe says, realize Amalek, this great Russia that we call Amalek, was not a barrier between the Atzim. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu created. I'm going to create a Russia called Amalek. Amalek was a regular human being like you and me, like anybody else. However, Amalek had a Yerida Acha Yerida. He fell lower and lower and lower till it became Amalek. Amalek, says Rav Moshe, shows the vulnerability of a human being. And that means it could happen to anybody. The Tachlis of Zohar Osoch Amalek means that you have to be on guard. You have to be on guard. You can't trust yourself as a human being that your intellectual or your seichel says you can't do that. Your seichel says you can't do that. But the taiva, right? Halev Choymet, says otherwise. There's always tension between the emotion and between the intellect. So up here you may know what's wrong and right, but the body doesn't care. But the mind dictates whether it's right or wrong. Remember, Amir Rabbi said, therefore, I conclude. When it comes to the Yom Adin, so I want you to remember, when it comes to the Yom Adin, and we spoke about this Chus HaTorah, with the Torah says, Zochreinu L'Chaim, I have to read you one line from Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalad. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, I feel with people that there's already, I want you to hear this, already a Gzeiris Misa. There's a Chas V'Sholem a Gzeiris Misa, Yochoylem Lihinotzel Alidei Omel HaTorah. Hear that? Chaim says in Shar Dalad, Nefesh HaChaim, even people who already nigzer upon them gzeres misa, mandi yishtadl beraisa, says Reb Chaim. Someone who is oisik betoyre, afila yiz gazer alei miso, yiz batel, they'll become bottle. And, what's the other sefer of Reb Chaim Volozhin? Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim and Pirkei Avos. And he brings that maisa of the Taz, a Rebbe Shem maisa. Because the Maisa the Taz, and he said the following Maisa, Isha Achas So'ako Elof. A woman came, Losher B'chaim Elojin, she came to the Taz. She began to cry, Ahoy! Rebbe! Terrible! Hine b'ni nechlash lomus. I have a child. That's mamish on the verge of death. He's on the doorstep of death. So she comes to him, Help me! So the Taz's first response was, Vayoymer lo, Hasachas elikim oni. I'm not God. I'm not God. What can I do? What expect me to do? So what she answered, Vatoimer, listen, a woman understood that. Vatoimer, so she said, I'm not asking you to do. The Torah that you are learning, the Torah that you are teaching, I'm crying out to the Torah. The shir that I'm going to give today, I'm going to dedicate for a full shalema to your child in Kachava. This is in fact what happened. What you're doing here tonight, this Rabbi Sai, this is the greatest Chatifas HaMitzvahs, first of all, that yields the most chusim, and how powerful every word of Torah is. I want to tell you that the Rosh Yeshiva of Baltimore, Rav Rudeman, And he came to learn Slobodka. He was 14 years old. And he had made a Kabbalah that he's coming. He came before Rosh Hashanah, something like that. Rosh Hashanah. I made a Kabbalah by Pesach. I'll have a Siyum HaShas. Apparently he started learning before. But his cheshbon was that by Pesach he'll have, 14 years old, a Siyum HaShas. He himself related the Maaseh. He himself told the Maaseh. By Pesach he'll be making a Siyum HaShas. And the Alter Slobodka knew that. The beginning of the Zaman, the Alter Slobodka receives a telegram that Rav Ruderman lost his father. His father died. He became a Yosef. When he was 7 years old, he lost his mother. He was a Yosef from his mother. Now he's 14 years old. He's in Slobodka. And the Alter receives a telegram that Rav Ruderman lost his father. He now has no father and no mother. He didn't tell him. Nasgabata didn't tell him. Because he was concerned that if he finds out he lost his father, the tsar and the pain will be moineya, will not allow him to fulfill his Kabbalah to be able to be Messiah Mshas by Pesach time. So therefore, Alter did not want anything to stand in the way, so he held back from telling him that he lost his father, telling Rav Ruderman. Pesach came, he was Messiah Mshas, he fulfilled his Kabbalah, then he told him. When he heard it, he almost fainted. Rebbe, 4 or 5 months passed. He didn't tell me I lost my father. I didn't say Kaddish. I didn't daven for the Omnit. And the Alter said, your Shas is more than the Kaddish. That's the Koach HaTorah. As great as Kaddish can be. You want to do something for your Neshama? Neshama, those that are gone? Your Shas is more. Is more, he says, than the Kaddish. That's what we have to understand. We take that to the Yom HaDin, because Baruch should help us, we should be Zoichim as Hashem, Balois, continue to grow and have Aliyahs to the Koyach of Torah. Navada then will be Zoichim to all the Brachis, Amurat, B'Torah, Orech Yom, and B'Yamino, as we say in the Hadron. Orech Yom, Ino, Voshev, Chavit, B'Smoilo, Shibi Zoichim, that Yamala Hashem, Kol Nishal, Zal Ben, Ulu Toiva, Nachsiva, Chsim, Et Toiva, and be Zoichim to the ultimate Gula, B'Mehero, B'Yamino. Amen. Thank you.